Good morning, people. Welcome to my channel. Now that we have finished basically all the rising signs and Artha Lords, I'll do some case studies for you from D1 and D10, from sample charts of Gen Z, just to get a grounding on the knowledge and what we are speaking of. But first off, if you're not yet subscribed, please consider subscribing to the channel. If you find content useful, this is a self-study channel kind of an approach, so that you have this content on the go wherever you want and however your interest in astrology is. So the rules of this case study being, D1, we will take the Artha Lords, 2nd house, 6th and 10th house. We shall also consider D10, the Artha Lords, 2nd, 6th and 10th house. And we shall most importantly consider the Artha Lords in D1, which is going into D10 placement and career possibilities there. Just a side note there, just remember always that career is just something you do in the world, your presence in the external world. Capricorn, the 10th house, traditionally speaking, it's to do with your talents, abilities and what you can do, especially in this day and age of AI and taking people's jobs and all that stuff. This is the reason for me making these things, so that you have an idea what else you can do in your career. I have been asked this question by people who come to me for readings also. Arun, what else can we do? Now that we have lost our jobs, what can we do? What other things can I possibly do? So this will discuss more along the lines of possibility rather than a deterministic approach of astrology saying you will do such and such. When the situation externally is changing, we got to re-examine how we view astrology itself, isn't it? Old rules do not apply in the modern world. So we shall take modern careers and professional possibilities. We'll deal in possibilities. Again, we are taking Gen Z random charts from 1998 year onwards as the case studies. Let us do a career analysis now for Anjali, but we'll begin now with Panchanga, which determines the basic personality signature, because your personality should match the choice of the career you go in for. Otherwise, it's going to be a miserable ride. Okay, that's the point of view we are taking now. So let us do the Panchanga analysis. If you don't know what the Panchanga elements are, it's covered detailed in the playlist with some case studies also, including case studies for celebrities. It's in the Panchanga playlist. You can go through that. I will include these videos also in that playlist just for ease of understanding. So Panchanga elements, Vara, first of all, the day of the week, which is born in, is Tuesday, Mangalwar, which has to do with Mars. So the strength is, she is bold, dynamic and courageous, being born on a Tuesday. Anjali is action driven and decisive. Mars rulership grants this kind of a physical and mental fearless approach to challenges in life. As a general personality, she leads with confidence and shows stamina in all areas of her life. Weaknesses can be prone to impulsiveness, aggression or intolerance. Think Mars, okay? All qualities of Mars are by default. Core traits are assertive, energetic, direct, focused and goal-oriented. So first of all, she needs some career which aligns with the core traits. In each case, her tithi is Krishna Shashti, that means the sixth day. Think something like the sixth house of a chart. The strengths of this tithi is, she is honest, grounded and fiercely protective. Shashti born individuals are connected to nature, justice, straightforward work. Anjali tends to be hardworking and truthful, even blunt. That's why they can get into fights a lot. Or conflicts, or defending, or fixing, or restoring. Those are the energetic signatures of career path she needs to choose. And we shall summarize all of this towards the end, don't worry. Core traits are determined, ethical, eco-conscious, ecologically conscious, practical with a karmic urge to correct imbalances. That's Shashti Tithi in general. So these qualities also will apply to her career path. Her Karana is Gara, which stands for strength is cooperative, disciplined and steady. Anjali works well in teams, value structures and is dependable in any part of organization. She thrives when her responsibilities align with broader goals. Weakness may become too focused on duty and ignore emotional or creative needs. So this is a very action-oriented individual. Core traits are practical, work-oriented, socially dependable and structured with a sense of duty towards larger causes. You can, in your mind, try to make a thread through all of this, okay? String a thread through all of these beads. Her yoga is Vyatipath. It's not a very good one. Deep mystical nature, unafraid of extremes. Vyatipath is extremity. Calamities, it means Vyatipath in Sanskrit. Anjali is karmically intense and experiences reversals that are meant to redirect her path towards higher purpose. She has a strong magnetic aura and can be exceptionally transformative and focused. Weaknesses tends to invite experience or sudden disruptions or calamities, especially after the age of 35 to 37. Core traits, she can be intense, destined for transformation. There's a signature of a spiritual warrior, okay? Spiritually aware and driven to evolve through trials. The last part of Panchanga, ascendant nakshatra, is Mrikshira and Taurus. So, Mrikshira gives the strength of being inquisitive, graceful and mentally agile. Anjali is a seeker at heart. Mrikshira is constantly exploring. We have covered this in nakshatras. You can go through that. What is Mrikshira nakshatra? Just search in my channel. You will get dozens of videos. You can look through that. She has innate love for travel, beauty and knowledge. Her presence is gentle yet restless. It's a deer, symbol of a deer. Core traits, they can be curious, adaptive, expressive and peace-seeking and artistic. Sort of contradicts with whatever we covered in the first four tithis, first four elements of Panchanga, isn't it? So the career insights, therefore, nakshatra and Panchanga combination leads a forceful seeker, someone who balances curiosity with courage, depth with expression and service with transformation. That is the signature she should be looking for in her career. Doesn't matter what the planets say. She needs to align her personality with the Panchanga. This is very neglected in mainstream astrology. The element of Panchanga has to determine the career path. So for going forth, I shall do all career case studies with this approach. It's more aligned as per my readings. Whoever has come to me for reading has found more value in this. They keep telling me, nobody has told me such things before. And it is very true. Of course it is. This is just play of sun and moon, Panchanga. Defense, best career fields, defense and environmental law. Mars plus Shashti energy suits legal defense, land justice, environmental law, ethical reform. We shall summarize and filter these molas towards the end. Physical and healing therapies, yoga therapy, physiotherapy, energy healing or Ayurveda. Because you are considering 6th house in Mars, so it becomes a healing energy. Shashti plus Mangalvara. Entrepreneurship or ethical business, especially ventures in eco-design, natural products or artisan work. Blending Mrikshira creativity with Gara's practicality. See how we are blending the entire Panchanga elements. Media and education. Mercury ruled Mrikshira. Teaching, writing, journalism or instructional design also suit her to a lesser degree. But yes, that is there. Research and psychological exploration. Vyatipath's yoga, the last one. The yoga, the combination of all the above. Yoga is the final manifestation. That intensity of Vyatipath favors careers in psychological counseling, trauma therapy and spiritual coaching also. See how it can get very spiritual very quickly. Now let's see the D1 elements. Now we come to the D1 chart of Anjali. Okay, the chart is there, the analysis is listed over there. Okay, let's go step by step and keep in backdrop her Panchanga personality that was just discussed. Always keep that as a backdrop because we are trying here through case studies to match her base personality into the career path. Because careers are a constantly changing thing, if you have noticed, isn't it? Just in the last 10 years, so many careers have got loaded into the human civilization, which had never existed. Let's say 30 years before. So stars are the same, personalities are the same. We have to align the personality with the D1 and D10. That's what we are trying to examine here. Okay. So she's a Taurus ascendant. So the air signs become her Artha lords. Second house is Gemini, ruled by Mercury. 6th house is Libra, ruled by Venus, and 10th house is Aquarius, ruled by Saturn and Rahu. Those become the lords now, isn't it? So let's apply the principles and see what she does with it. Second Lord Mercury, value she brings into her career, whatever she decides to pursue. Mercury is the second Lord in 11th house, conjunct Sun, in the sign of Pisces. So let's put all these things together. Ties her values and financial orientation to networks, social media, large groups, multinational companies, long-term ambitions. She values meaningful associations that bring both material and gains. Okay, material gains, but it's in the sign of Pisces. She wants to give away a lot of things. She values meaningful associations with a larger collective. Conjunct Sun, therefore her mind is also there. This is why Sun is never really far away from Mercury, isn't it? Just one house or two houses away at best. Because your mind and your soul are kind of aligned in order to accomplish something in this earth. She wants leadership through communication, clarity of thought, and strategic expression. Strategic expression in this context being for the collective. Expressive towards the collective in a way that is very giving. Selfless giving, Pisces. Pisces influence adds imagination, empathy, and spiritual perspective to her financial values. Why financial values? 11th house. And why financial values? Remember, we saw the Taurus rising. 10th house is Aquarius. So Taurus is very intent on accumulating wealth. They determine their self-worth. 10th house will determine your self-worth in the public image through how much money they have gained. But she is giving away money. As you can see, the second Lord is sitting in the 11th house. Ketu's aspect from 7th house. Ketu is sitting in Scorpio in the 7th house. Introduces detachment from conventional partnerships. That is aspecting the Sun and Mercury. So it gives a very spiritual detached connotation. First of all, it is sitting in Pisces, Sun and Mercury, aspected by Ketu from Scorpio. It is an element of transformation and a deep dissociation. She values independence and may be attracted to unconventional alliances or reformist networks. See there? Tie the Shashti energy from Panchanga here. Overall, she brings into her career a value system rooted in communication, vision, and ethical leadership, while remaining open to unconventional or global sources of wealth and partnerships. She might get into unconventional networks. Sixth Lord now, Venus, daily work, colleagues, conflict resolution. So Libra. Therefore, she uses diplomacy in her daily works. Venus is 6th Lord in Libra, sitting in 12th house now. So it might be pertaining to foreign lands, working behind the scenes, isolation, service and healing in foreign environments and foreign lands. She may go abroad from wherever she is living. Conjunct Mars. She brings courage, drive and initiative to her work routines. She can face competition, obstacles with direct action because Mars gives her its strength. Both are in Aries, so becomes an initiator of something in foreign lands. Venus adds diplomatic creativity and refinement to her work style. Mars sharpens her ability to take quick decisions in moments of conflict. But since these two are in 12th house, it will be more of behind the scenes work, not so much direct. 6th house is direct work, 12th house is behind the scenes work. The 12th house emphasizes hidden or institutional work. She may be drawn to roles in research, hospitals, multinational companies. Both are there. See, Sun Mercury in 11th, Mars Venus in 12th. So multinational companies is very dominantly indicated. Risk management or spiritual service even. Maybe later on in life because Ketu is looking at Sun and Mercury. Overall in her workplace, Anjali is both collaborative and assertive, balancing diplomacy with bold action. She thrives in environments requiring service, crisis handling, or global connections. Tie this with Panchanga. Keep the Panchanga in background. 10th Lords, Rahu and Saturn, career satisfaction in public image. Like I said, Taurus is intent on public image as accumulated wealth or as unconventional careers. Saturn in 1st house, conjunct Rahu. So the lords of 10th both are situated in the first house. Her career and recognition are integral to her identity. She is a self-made person. Because Rahu is there, she wants to do it very quickly, but Saturn kind of suppresses it. So it gives a slow and steady progress with discipline and persistence. Rahu in first adds intense ambition, originality, and desire to carve a unique identity because it's in the ascendant. Moon's aspect, because Moon conjunct Ketu is sitting in the 7th house in Scorpio, 7th house adds her public image with emotional depth. She tends to evaluate her public image through emotional lens. Intuition and sensitivity in relations. Moon is conjunct Ketu, so deep intuition, because it is sitting in Scorpio even. She may be perceived as both a determined leader and a perceptive guide who understands others deeply. Career satisfaction for Anjali comes from building strong, stable professional identity with a global and transformative dimension. Her public image reflects resilience, authority, and an ability to balance material responsibility with emotional awareness. Let's see the D10 now for this beautiful girl. Let us see Anjali's D10 chart now. Now keep in mind D1 as well as Panchanga. You have to build these things as you go along. The chart is in front of you, D10, and the analysis. Let's go one by one. She's a Virgo ascendant in D10 or the Shamsha. That means she's very practical. Again, air signs appear in her Artha houses. But we are taking D1 Artha Lords in D10 as the basis. So second Lord Mercury, which is not in D10 by the way, it's in D1, okay? Values she brings into her career execution. Mercury in 7th. It's gone conjunct Ketu in 7th in Pisces. Sort of a very stuttering, broken kind of communication with the collective in Pisces. Mercury in 7th emphasizes communication, negotiation, and partnerships as her foundation values in professional life. Conjunct Ketu, she brings detachment, unconventional thinking. Ketu is there. And focus on deeper meaning, going into the core. Ketu goes into micro-examination very quickly. Saturn's aspect from 10th. 10th from Saturn is this combination. That's the aspect. So therefore there is a karmic relation here. Brings discipline, seriousness, structure, and grounding. So Saturn from 10th house in career, she will use this as her karmic resolution in career, you might say. Overall, she brings good communication, slightly stuttering, slightly broken maybe. Ketu keeps giving breaks. Principled collaboration and a balance of intellect with unconventional insight, deeper insights. Ketu brings that. Sixth Lord Venus from D1, not from D10, okay? Sixth Lord Venus from D10, D1. In 10th, it has gone into 10th house conjunct Saturn there. So there is a dominant element of slow rise of Venus. She's disciplined, patient, and methodical. Balancing refinement, which is Venus, because it was Libra there in D1, with persistence, Saturn. This combination suggests that going forward, she handles workplace challenges with grace under pressure, yet insists on structure and fairness. Put this in context with Panchanga and D1. What I just spoke of. Her work style is diplomatic, structured, and responsible, excelling in environments where harmony must be balanced with discipline and authority. Saturn with Venus. 10th Lords, Rahu and Saturn from the D1. Now they have gone, Saturn has gone into the 10th house in Gemini, and Rahu is in the 1st house in Virgo. What does this give us? Steady growth. She wants. She projects seriousness and responsibility and refinement in her professional image. Saturn in Gemini with Venus in 10th in D1 shows she might be a little lazy in the beginning. Slow and steady growth. Gemini and Saturn combination makes a person very lazy in handling work, taking it very easy. Therefore, Saturn teaches discipline through time. This combination, okay, we finished that. Her work style is diplomatic, structured, and responsible. Okay, fine. Saturn in and Rahu in the 10th. Rahu in 1st would add ambition, originality, and a need to distinguish herself. Rahu always wants to break the boundaries of what is acceptable in order to stand out, giving her a bold, unconventional edge in career identity. And Rahu in Virgo will tend to seek material depth more. There is Moon's aspect from 7th house mentioned. I think ChatGPT has got this wrong. But anyway, let's get to the collective interpretation. Values. Mercury, 2nd house in the D1 chart with Ketu here in the 10th, aspected by Saturn. Intellectual, communicative, partnership driven, unconventional yet disciplined. These are the values it gives, okay? Work style, Venus plus Saturn in the 10th. Harmonious yet structured. This combines diplomacy with persistence. This will be going forward in life. D10 we are handling here as what comes to a person going forward. Career satisfaction, the 10th house, Saturn plus Rahu in the 10th and 1st. Okay, this combination. Actually, Saturn with Venus is 10th from Rahu, isn't it? Achieved through steady authoritative roles that allow bold innovation and public image. Now let us do the most important one, the conclusions, because we'll combine D1 and Panchanga now. Let us go through the conclusions for Anjali. Now, conclusions here are D1, chart natal, because that's the physical manifestation, as well as the Panchanga elements. Okay. We have come to 5 different conclusions or career paths for her based on combination of only these. Remember, D10 we have considered as only what comes going forward. So you have to integrate that here. I leave you to that. You can leave comments if you want to just go deeper into this. First of the career insights, law, policy, and ethical reform. Why? Saturn, the 10th Lord in Taurus, provides her with a career structure in governance, law. Okay? Saturn is a 10th Lord. And it is sitting in the sign of Taurus in the ascendant. We are going back to D1 here. This is the D1 chart, not the D10. Don't confuse it here. Sun in Pisces. 12th sign in Pisces, remember, in the 11th house. Policy, networks, Panchanga points, Mars plus Shashti energy. Go back to the Panchanga. Add defense and justice orientation. So focus fields here for her, one of the possibilities becomes environmental law, land rights and justice enforcement. Also defense law, policy advisory and ethical governance. Very different career paths, isn't it? The archetypes become environmental lawyer, legal reformer, corporate compliance advisor or policy strategist. These are modern career paths and terms. Number 2, healing and physical therapies, which is completely different to 1. You see how diverse this is going to get as we go forward. Why? Healing and physical. Venus, the 6th Lord, conjunct Mars in the 12th. Venus, the 6th Lord, is in 12th with Aries. And Venus is also in Ashwini Nakshatra, if you want to go that deep, which is about healing. And Moon adds a layer of... Moon with Ketu adds a layer to the ascendant also, isn't it? So focus fields might be physiotherapy, yoga therapy, Ayurveda. Venus combined with Mars may give a very good healer also, especially Venus in Ashwini in the 12th, working in even big hospitals if you ask me. Physiotherapist, yoga therapist, Ayurveda practitioner, energy healer. Now we are combining Panchanga elements because Panchanga insight in this context gives emphasis on healing, therapy service and body-mind balance. That's there in the Panchanga. You can rewind and see that. Entrepreneurship and ethical business, number 3. Why? Rahu in the 1st gives ambition, originality. Saturn in the 1st gives structured enterprise. Mercury plus Sun in the 11th. Social networks, large organizations. Panchanga shows eco-conscious, artisanal and service-oriented entrepreneurship. Okay, that was in the Panchanga. Therefore, combining D1 and Panchanga gives eco-design, this to do with everything to do with environment, ecology, sustainability, natural products, ethical business, artisanal brands and social entrepreneurship. That's a very different one from number 1, if you noticed, from law, policy and ethical reform. Next, number 4, media, education, knowledge and sharing. Why? Mercury, communication, conjunct sun, leadership is in Pisces, natural educator, public communicator. Venus in Aries, creative expression. Panchanga points to teaching, journalism and instructional design. So therefore, this combination may also suggest you may become a teacher, a journalist, instructional designer, media strategist and corporate trainer. Not so much. I won't put anything much in this bag in number 4. Number 5, research and psychological exploration. Yes, this is certainly there because there is a Ketu aspect that becomes research. Why? Venus, the 6th lord in 12th, hidden research. Moon aspected by Saturn with Rahu, okay, sitting in the ascendant. And Panchanga's Vyatipat Yoga, which is very intense, favors karmic research and counseling. So focus fields here in career paths may change to psychologist, trauma therapist, research analyst, spiritual coach and depth counselor. How varied is number 1 to number 5 boxes, isn't it? So you got to evaluate the selection paths available, especially these days when everybody is worried, and it is true that artificial intelligence is taking a lot of jobs. Well, we can get some assistance of what other possibilities exist for you as a career, isn't it? Going forward, I will handle all case studies in this format and fashion, just so you get a more grounded approach to handling career paths or choices available. It has always got to be integrated with Panchanga. Always, always. Take care, be safe.